Okay. Anyone want to go on the stack to discuss this?
No. This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Okay. I'm speaking against it, and now I can't find it because I had to close my computer. But anyway, we did have an opinion from our attorney. He said, this came up last year, and he said there was no need to change our name because everything is in Pacifica's name anyway. Also, our other attorney, as our former IED reported to us, we have an attorney that's working on getting, I don't know how actively right now, but getting our name back, because when Pacifica was founded, we had it federally registered, so it's a trademarked, federally protected name. We probably haven't had the money to go fight it in court, but when we do, it will be our name. It is our name. The Pacifica Foundation is our name, federally protected, so to change it, it makes no sense. And Mr. Gross didn't see the necessity, but he didn't object to it, you know. So I say no, don't do it, because hopefully we can get our name back as soon as we can dig out, see who that attorney was, and get this done.
Point of information?
Yeah, point of information.
Yes, I thought I heard Janet.
Yeah. Is that true that it doesn't, that there is no time constraint on our signing this name? Will we not be without a name at all? In other words, is there an opportunity for us to use this name legally for X amount of time and, you know, take the law in our hands when we can do it and demand our name back?
I would just simply respond by we did our articles of incorporation and got the name of Pacifica Radio, so we have that name.
You mean we don't have our old name back?
No. I mean, technically, somebody else got that name.
Right? I know, but what, you know, this has been discussed for eons without
Janet
being put it on.
Janet K., point of personal privilege.
Yes,
can you
Janet
just
Kay,
finish answering my question? Is there a constraint on us doing both?
I guess, Janet K., you had a point of personal privilege?
Yes, I'm requesting that the chair please distinguish between the Janets and, say, Janet C. or Janet K. or Janet
My Kim apologies,
Janet
my apologies.
Children. Thank you.
I think, Kim, you had a point of information?
No, well, I'll be on the stack now. I'd rather be on the stack.
Okay, then you were next on the stack, Jim.
Okay. Presently, we are now officially Pacifica Foundation Radio. We must change our bylaws to be in conformity. If we get it back, we can change it back. Right now, we are Pacifica Foundation Radio, and our bylaws do not comply with our official and legal name that is registered as the Secretary of State.
Thank you. Margie, to the stack, please.
Margie,
Brian, with
a question.
Brian, you had a point of information?
Two questions, actually. Was this noticed as an amendment to our articles of incorporation or just our bylaws?
I understand it's an amendment to the bylaws, but...
I believe that the articles have already been changed, and unless the name is changed, we have no effective bylaws. That is the point of this.
Yeah. No, the articles haven't been changed.
Point of information?
Yes, Benito, what's your point of
my second. When were the articles changed and on whose authorization?
They were changed last year under the last board, under the last executive director.
No.
And I think she did, the last executive director did bring it to the P&B, and the P&B did not have an objection to doing that.
Of course she did.
Under advice of counsel.
Point of information.
I don't remember that, but...
Margie wants to be on the stack.
That's what I heard. Adriana, you had a point of information, or you want to be on the stack?
Yes. No, point of information.
Yes.
Okay. I remember last year, when the PMV votes on this, with the former interim executive director, they say then, and it's in the public record, that we don't have to...
That's right.
That is what I heard.
That's right.
And that was an open meeting, and the PMB said that they will not vote. Didn't vote last year to change it, and I don't know why it's come again. No, thank you.
Okay, Margie, I think you were next on the stack.
Yeah, I have. I'm sorry, I'm not at a computer where I can pull it up, but there is a notice to the board from our then corporate attorney, Terry Gross, advising us that there was no need to change our name, that it is historically our name, and that our articles of our bylaws are totally in effect as Pacific Foundation. With or without the radio, and we don't need to do this, and I don't know why we want to do something we don't need to do. And somebody who's got a computer and a history, please find that thing and send it out. It's been sent out.
Anybody else? Okay, anybody else for the stack?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Okay, but for the purpose of accuracy, let me read what he wrote. I just printed it out, and I'll try to send it, but I'm having troubles with it. Sending attachments from this particular computer. Okay. It says, and this is from Mr. Gross, proposed amendment number, at that time it was number 7, regarding change of name. This proposed bylaw amendment states that its rationale is that last year the foundation changed its name to Pacifica Foundation Radio, and that without this change to the bylaws, the corporation doing business as the Pacifica Foundation Radio has no effective bylaws. It is my opinion that the foundation, even if its name has now been changed to Pacifica Foundation Radio, still has effective bylaws, even if those bylaws state that the corporation's name is Pacifica Foundation. Those bylaws clearly were adopted by the foundation, and the name change of the foundation does not extinguish the bylaws. He does, however, go on to say, even though it is not essential for Pacifica to modify the bylaws, I have no objection to the foundation adopting this bylaws amendment so that the bylaws state that the corporation's name is Pacifica Foundation Radio. With this amendment, there can be no claim of confusion as to the name of the foundation. But again, it's not essential, and I firmly believe we're going to get our name back. All we have to do is act on it. It's federally trademarked. And as he said, the bylaws were passed by the foundation, so it is his opinion, again, that Pacifica has bylaws, and even if the bylaws state that the corporation is Pacifica Foundation, those bylaws clearly were adopted by the foundation, and the name change of the foundation does not extinguish the bylaws. So I will be voting no on this.
Point of information?
Yes, Kim, what's your point of information?
Okay, it is correct. However, that somebody else presently owns and has the rights to the name Pacifica Foundation, and we don't know who that person is, correct? Nor do we have the money to chase that person at present, correct?
No, that's not correct.
It is. Why not?
Because what...
We know who owns Pacifica Foundation name?
Kim,
yes.
You had a question. I'm going to let her respond.
Who? Who owns the Pacifica Foundation?
Well, my understanding from the IED was that the attorney that she engaged to look into this said that it was some doctor. So I suppose some doctor that liked the Pacific Ocean. But, you know, that's what was reported. That's all I can say. You asked, so I'm just responding. So I'm just saying, given the diminishing, value right now of Pacifica, they might be reasonable and want to give it back. We never know till we try. Besides, we can go to court and get it back.
Right, but we don't have the money, and we're not doing it. So
no.
At any rate,
point of information.
Adriana, what's your point of information?
We are discussing something that we have a legal opinion. We always complain that we don't have legal opinion. We have a legal opinion that says that we don't need it. What are we trying to do? Trying to bury that we lost the name, the brand name of this foundation. That is what we are trying to bury here, because we have a perfect legal opinion saying that there's not any need for.
Okay.
Was that an order, or was that a point of order?
I don't know what it was, but I have a point of order on whatever she said.
Yes, Janet, what's your point of order?
Well, the point of order is that we...
Janet,
how come
Janet.
How come
Janet,
that change?
Janet.
Oh, it was
Janet
you or
Coleman.
Me? How do you know? Yeah, it was
Janet
me.
Janet Coleman.
Thanks again, Janet, for interrupting, as somebody's thinking. Jesus. Forget it. Forget it. I'll try to remember what I was saying later.
Okay, where are we on time? We can have another person on the stack, Margie?
We have 2 minutes left on this point.
One person, anybody else on the stack? Nobody else on the stack? We'll go to the vote. We require 12 affirmative votes. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on changing the name amendment?
Brian Edward Cedar?
No.
Jose Luis August?
No.
Janet Colburn?
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Rodrigo Agueta?
No.
Rodrigo Platon?
No.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes, of course. I think we should use our legal name.
Oh, Kim, listen. Just vote.
I did. Thanks very much, Frank.
You're out of order. Stop.
Yes, I know you're in order. Okay,
Reyes.
Some courtesy would be in order, Ms. Kaufman.
Yes, it would.
Mr. Reyes, I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, could you bring the secretary to order, please?
Lauren Reyes.
Mr. Chair, could you bring the other director to order, please?
Come to order. Madam Secretary, could you continue calling a roll and just vote yes, no, abstain?
Lawrence
votes no.
Thank you, Lawrence. Adriana Castanez.
Adriana Castanez votes no.
Hank Lamb. Cannot hear you.
Okay, abstain.
Richard Uzzell.
Abstain.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Janet Coleman.
Pass.
Doreen Bush, no. Manager Saba.
No.
Jim Brown. Jim? Brittany Tobias?
No.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Abstain.
Jim, didn't hear you. Jim Brown?
No.
Okay. Thank you. One moment, please.
I don't think Janet Coleman voted.
Yeah, I didn't vote. Oh, I am confused.
Did you record Janet Coleman's vote?
Yeah, do you hear me?
I'm waiting to hear it.
Do you hear me?
I am waiting to hear you. Please do.
Oh, geez, I forgot. No, I think. This one really confuses me.
Chair, the vote is 2-13-3.
Chair is not voting. The amendment failed. The next amendment we have is number 10 concerning the meeting notice. We have 10 minutes on this. Lydia, you want to motivate this particular amendment. Thank you, our sponsor.
I'm sorry, which one? Because I just sent the attachment. What was
the next concerning meeting notice amendment.
Oh. The one I was doing before. Oh, yeah, this is the one I'm urging we don't pass. But nevertheless, the point being that we always have, you know, agendas, and we do, you know, just general agendas. We have committee reports on many of our PMB meetings, and those are regular meetings. We're not having them in person, but they are regular meetings. So the way that the bylaws defines regular meetings versus special meetings, we've been out of compliance since the beginning of time. So this. The intention was to fix that, but I clearly left out a sentence and required 30 days before any such meeting, which that's not my intent. My intent was I left out the part that a director does not wish to be notified by email, fax, or regular mail, that they can specify in writing to the foundation secretary at least 30 days before any such meeting. So I will fix it for the next cycle so we don't have to deal with this because it's erroneous. But that is the intent, and I will bring it back. Thank
Anyone
you.
Anyone else with a stack? Anyone else with a stack?
This is Kim, and I'll say I'm going to vote against this, and I just want to say a listener emailed me to tell me that the one that was voted down, that was put forth by Kriegler, okay?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that? Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Tim, could you speak to the amendment on the table, which is concerning
I'm going to vote against it, and it's unfortunate the previous one didn't pass.
Anyone else with a stack? No one else with a stack? We'll vote for the vote. We require 12 affirmative votes for this amendment to pass. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Brian Edwards Peters?
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
Janice Colburn?
No.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Rodrigo Agueta?
No.
Lydia Breton?
No.
Tim Coffin?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Adriana Castaneda?
No.
Hank Lamb? Richard Giselle?
No.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Janet Coleman? Janet Coleman? Serene votes no. Manager Sabah?
Sorry, no. Janet says no.
Okay. Manager Sabah?
No.
Jim Brown?
No.
Benita Diaz?
No.
Heather Gray?
No.
Going back, Hank, I did not hear you. Chairman, please, Chair. Unbelievably, we have unanimity. The vote is 17 no. No yeses, no abstentions. How do you wish to vote, Chair?
Chair is not voting. We have 17 no. The amendment failed. We'll go on to the next amendment, number 11, proportional reduction in size of a PNB. We have 15 minutes on this item. Lydia, do you want to motivate this particular amendment?
Yes. So as was posted on the Pacifica website, this amendment both reduces the size of the PNB while making it more proportional to the size of the combined total of listener, paid, and unpaid staff membership, and is therefore more reflective of the membership. The foundation can ill afford either the cost of the lengthy, frequent, and costly PNB meetings necessitated by the size of this board. So the point is, last week we heard arguments when there was an amendment to reduce the number of in-person board meetings that obviously we haven't been able to do since 2011, but the board chose not to approve an amendment that doesn't reduce, but that gives us the flexibility of between one and four meetings, because they thought we should be trying to aspire to be able to afford those meetings. Well, in this case, we're trying to aspire to increase what? Listenership. So if you are a station that has one director less because you have less than 15,000 combined members, that again, staff and listeners, then you should aspire to get up to 15,000. Why is that a bad thing? When the bylaws were debated, in fact, I was in Houston, Texas at the time because I was the lab chair at the time, and I remember that the discussion was from the board. They struggled with whether to craft the board as the Senate or the Congress, whether to be more representative, and they all seemed to say at the time, and so did the people standing in line, that we would eventually go to something that was proportional. And I think that this is the time. It gives an added incentive, but more importantly, it's more representative of
who is paying for everything in the foundation. And so obviously the stations with more members are picking up the larger piece of the pie in terms of costs and so forth. But more importantly, it's just more representative. I don't understand why there would be an argument against this, but I've certainly heard them all. So I urge us to vote for it. Thank you.
Anyone else from SAC? Richard to the SAC. Benito, Richard. Benito.
Okay. Lydia uses the word representative, that this amendment would make the PNB more representative. I agree with that, but I use the word democracy, that it would make the PNB more democratic. And I remind you, everyone, since I'm from PFW, I represent one of the stations that would have their PMB membership reduced if this motion were to pass. However, that's damn right, exactly, like Janet Coleman just interrupted.
Sorry,
I thought I was on mute.
Nevertheless, I would urge all directors to vote on the basis of principle as opposed to some short-term opportunist interest. And therefore, on that basis, what I'm simply saying that, well, I'm trying to increase, my motivation is to increase the level of democracy, to increase representation. So if you have more members, you know, you have more representatives, as we do in the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. So the question is, should the PNB, just last sentence.
Okay.
So the question is, should the PNB be a Senate or should it be a House of Representatives? I vote for the House of Representatives.
Richard.
There are a lot of Tea Party people in the House of Representatives. I think it's disingenuous for the director to paraphrase things in Houston dozens of years ago. That's out of line, I think. I think what this is a blatant power grab by the West Coast, and I think everybody that has any conscience ought to vote against it.
Anyone else?
Yeah. Yes, Janet C. to the stack, please.
Janet C. to the stack. You're on, Janet C.
Oh, okay. Well, I think everybody should be very clear about suddenly the use of such terms without definition as democracy, diversity. There are a lot of, I heard last week, labor. But I'd like to hear a real definition of what these words mean in terms of the Pacifica mission and how we're carrying it out. I don't really know where you're all trying to go with these rule changes, but I don't think they really are in favor of democracy. I think they're in favor of a small and elite ruling body who will control what appears to be a grassroots movement, but isn't, because the grassroots are being, you know, snuffed out. As you see in the discussion of the affiliates, the grassroots are not of interest. And I don't really know how anybody from the Washington, D.C. station could vote in favor of limiting its bylaws given members less of a seat at the table here. I don't know what's better about the House of Representatives than the Senate. The Senate does have less Tea Party people in it. And
so
more gravitas and less baloney.
Heather,
could I be on the stack?
Okay, Rodrigo, then Heather. Rodrigo.
Back to the stack.
Who?
Margie.
Brianna.
Hey, Brianna. We got Rodrigo.
Yes. Okay. I just want to answer to Coleman, who was saying about real democracy. The real democracy would be that, you know, we have equal representation in our foundation. And you have voted against it, and pretty much everyone at this table, at this board, you know, do not, not everyone, but a lot of people here do not support real democracy. We don't have a representation.
Point of information, can you give some citations? I wouldn't like slurs.
Bennett!
No, you didn't.
You're out of order. Could you please let Rodrigo?
Sorry, Tommy. A point of information.
No.
But point of order.
Rodrigo, could you finish your...
Yeah, well, I'm saying that's the best example, right? So people asking for democracy and then just imposing, you know, whatever their views are, you know, and interrupting. And I mean, no, I would stop right there. I don't need to go further, you know. I just, that these people are talking about that don't even understand, you know, the meaning.
Yeah.
And most of these people do not want to. You know, I want real representation. That means everyone has to have be represented in terms of programming, in terms of staff, volunteers, and it is not happening. So I think it's a lot of hypocrisy going on in here, you know, and especially people who are speaking about democracy or asking about democracy. I think it's...
No, well, you were talking about democracy.
You can't
interrupt.
You need to cut it out.
I haven't even spoke to the full meeting. I just spoke right now, answering a question. I think it's just rhetoric, you know. Thank you.
Yeah,
point of order. Point of order.
Yeah, Benito, what's your point of order?
Argue to
would the chair note in the minutes or have the minutes reflect that he had to call the director's attention numerous times to control herself?
Okay. So noted. I have Heather, Hank, Adrian, and Margie.
Point of order.
Yes, Doreen, what's your point of order?
Please name the director who I'm supposed to write into the minutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Point of order. I think that director's name is Bobby Seale. Let's get a muzzle here. That's who director's name is.
Point of information.
You.
Jim, what's your point of information?
Does this mean we will get minutes?
We're actually out of time.
Okay. I'm sorry. We're out of time on this item. This is the amendment for proportional reduction in time for the P&D.
This is Kim. I'd like to move that we extend time. I think this is important. A lot of people are on the stack who have a vested interest in their stations and wanted to talk.
I second.
I second the motion as well.
Do you want to extend time? Tim, how much did you include to extend time in your motion?
How many people are on the stack?
I had about 4 people.
Okay, so...
Anisha would like to be on stack too, please.
10 minutes.
Okay, we extend by 10 minutes. It's been moved.
I would like to suggest 15.
Well,
I'll take that amendment. It's up to the body.
Okay.
Motion to extend is not amendable.
Okay, motion to extend is 10 minutes. We'll now go to the vote. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Well, are there objections?
Are there any objections to extending time?
Yes.
Well, there are. So, Madam Secretary, could you call the roll and require 2/3 vote? Do everybody lose their phones? Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Okay. Brian, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
I abstained.
Thank you. Jose Luis Flagler.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Lydia Brazan.
Abstained.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
No.
Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Carolyn Burton.
Abstain.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Green votes no. Manager Sabha. Manager Sabha.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
No.
Benito Diaz.
No.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
One moment, please. The vote is 9-6-3. Requires 2/3 to abstain. Fails.
Okay. Chair is not voting. The time to abstain has failed. We'll now go to the vote on the proportional reduction of size in P&B. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll? It requires 12 affirmative votes.
Brian Edwards-Peter.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castanet.
No.
Hank Lamb. Can't hear you, Hank.
I vote no.
Richard Uzel?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Green Robert Smith? No. Manager Sabah?
No.
Brown?
Pass.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Jim Brown? Can't hear you, Jim. One moment, please, Chair.
Point of information, how did the Secretary vote? I didn't hear.
Secretary, did you vote?
Votes no.
Madam Secretary, did you vote?
I did vote. Thank you.
How? I didn't hear the vote.
How did you vote?
Manisha, I would like to hear the Secretary's vote.
Oh, you guys, stop it.
When she called it,
no.
I was told her who voted yes.
We will.
Could you, Margie, would you please stop telling us, we are asking everybody to vote and we didn't hear her vote and she didn't vote. She actually jumped from Janet's seat to me. Usually she would announce her own vote, but on this one she didn't announce her vote. And I would like to hear it.
Serene, did you announce your vote?
One moment, please, Chair.
Chair. Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
I record Serene Roberts' vote as no.
Okay, can we get a final tally on all the votes? We haven't heard that.
Before I announce, Jim, I didn't hear you. Are you on the line? Okay, we have...
Yes, so I'm online. I voted no.
Okay, thank you. So we have a vote of 7 yeses. 11 no's, including mine. I don't know how someone can claim I skipped. You know, people are just fascinating. Anyway.
Okay. Serene, can you repeat the numbers?
I'll do you better. I'll repeat the names. Please correct me if I call you in the wrong column. Voting yes. Brian Edwards Seegert, Jose Luis Fuentes, Margie Wilkinson, Rodrigo Argueta, Lydia Brazón, Lawrence Reyes, and Benito Diaz. Voting no. Janet Coburn, Kim Kaufman, Adriana Castaneda, Hank Lamb, Richard Uzel, Carolyn Burden, Janet Coleman, Serene Roberts, Manager Sabah, and Jim Brown.
And could you record the chair? The chair is voting no.
Okay. Mom, is your point of personal privilege?
May I finish, please?
Shereen, well, we could finish the vote count, and then we go to, yes, because we're saying, could you finish?
12-0.
Okay, 7-0.
Please
zero.
Repeat the numbers again, please.
7, yes, 12, no.
Okay.
Okay, Mani Jay, you had a point of personal privilege.
Yes, I really object to sarcasm constantly coming from the secretary, and I very clearly and explicitly said what I heard, and I don't need her sarcasm, and I'm sick and tired of hearing her scolding everybody as she is a school teacher and she's dealing with kids. This is absolutely unacceptable, inappropriate, and actually impolite. Thank you. And I hope the chair starts putting people who misbehave on these meetings in their place. Thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, Irene.
I would thank the member to listen more carefully before she tells me what I did and did not do. I very clearly said Shereen Roberts votes no. She then makes a statement that I skipped myself. Someone is confused here, and I don't think it's me.
Okay.
Point of information. Point of clarification, I guess.
Yes, Benito.
I just want to say that I do distinctly remember hearing Shereen vote no.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, orders of the day.
Yes, orders of the day. The next item on the agenda I have is number 12, the election of station representative directors.
This is Lydia.
Chair, this is Brian.
Yes. Are you speaking to motivate this, or is this a point of order?
Well, this is Lydia. We don't need to vote on this because it was only relevant if the previous motion passed.
Okay. Since that's we don't have to vote on this, that ends our agenda. We have no more amendments. So I want to thank everybody. I think that ends our meeting.
Excuse me. This is Margie. I need to announce that I am calling a special meeting a week from tonight. I apologize to all of you, but we have some very urgent business we need to discuss. Raul Salvador is preparing a report for the board, and it is imperative that we meet as soon as possible. So I've asked Otis to notice it on the webpage, and I'm informing all of you now, and I will send you all an email.
I object. This is outrageous.
Outrageous, you're right. I'm sorry.
Point of information.
Should be.
Point of information.
A motion to adjourn, but what's your
point of information?
Point of information.
What is this important report about, and will this be open session?
Well,
I will schedule a meeting with both open and closed session. The critical item that we need to discuss will be discussed in closed session.
One
week is not enough time for these special meetings.
Every
week is outrageous.
I'm
sorry.
We don't do any business, and then.
Okay, let's not debate. You just made an announcement, Margie. You just make an announcement to notice a meeting. I mean, they can send emails and. And it's the authority of the chair to call a meeting.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, what's your point of order?
When those meetings are called, the reason for the meeting, it needs to be there, not just that the CFO wants to talk to us. We need to know if that's personnel. We need to know if it's financial. We need to know what's up.
I said it was.
I'm sure the notice will go out and it will have the...
No, we need it now.
Point of order?
7 days' notice. We need it tonight.
Okay. Who is that for point of order?
Janet T. Point
Janet
of order, I think we also need, as requested numerous times, the documents concerning the CFO and the investigation. I think that's been on the record for quite a while, and we need to have it in our possession, certainly before any surprise visit.
Okay, Mark.
Orders of the day.
Okay, orders of the day. Margie, did you want to respond to that? Or otherwise, I heard a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to the motion to adjourn?
Yes.
We need to know the reason for the meeting.
Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on the motion to extend?
There has been no motion to extend. What am I calling the roll on?
Call the roll on the motion to adjourn.
We don't need to. The time has expired. The agenda items are covered. We're done.
Yeah.
Well, that's
it's
technically
the order of the
day. Okay.
Then there's no meeting called for next week either.
No, that's not true.
Okay. Well, as I see the agenda, it says we adjourn at 10:45. We're not there yet. There was a motion to adjourn. Madam Secretary, could we please take a vote on the motion to adjourn? Could you call the roll?
Brian Edwards Seeger.
Yes.
Jose Luis Duende.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta. Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Quiero.
What? Somebody's just connected a call. Someone needs to mute. Hoffman, I didn't hear your vote.
I'm passing.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
I pass.
Adriana Castanet.
Yes.
Hank Lassie. Can't hear you, Hank. Richard Lugel.
No.
Carolyn Burton.
Richard,
one moment. Ms. Burton, one moment. Richard, was that you saying no?
Yes. Yes, that's me. I said no.
Okay, got you. Ms. Burton.
No. Chair is evading her responsibility.
Janet Coleman.
You have to bark at me. No.
No, that's your specialty.
Okay, let's vote.
No, that's out of line. Come on, folks.
Serene Roberts votes yes. Oh, you know, it's the answer that brings the row. Manager Sabah.
Child.
Manager Sabah, what is your vote? Can you please mute yourselves? Manager, I can't hear you. Jim Brown. On a journey. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Manager abstain.
Manager abstain. Heather Gray. Janet Coburn.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Hank Lamb. Cannot hear you. Jim Brown on adjourning?
Yes.
One moment, please. Vote is 861.
Motion passes. Chair is not voting. Thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you for your participation. Good night.